New season means new seasonal recipes, and now it's easier than ever.
With fresh ingredients delivered to your door, HelloFresh brings the farmer's market to you.
Get 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts with code UNFILTERED16 at HelloFresh.com/UNFILTERED16.
Thank you, HelloFresh.
I always think that's such a special skill that, like, news anchors have to have, like, where it says just, like, vamp or riff, like, on their teleprompter, where the teleprompter stops and you still have to continue
talking.
Oh,
yeah, right. If I saw that shit on my teleprompter, I'd be like, riff.
Blank.
who the fuck is riff? Absolutely. I don't get how they're so smooth with the teleprompter. It is so hard.
Well, there's someone controlling the teleprompter. Like, no, I know,
but being able to read and not fuck up like that.
I feel like I'd be really good at that. I'm really good at reading off a screen.
Like, Zane, I've seen you do our ad reads.
Well, no, I'm much better than you. Much better than you.
It's just the teleprompter is so hard because you don't know how the sentence is supposed to be yet.
It's like cold reading. It's like sight reading. You need to see the sentence almost before it comes.
And a lot of them actually do get it before they read it off the teleprompter. It's not like a surprise to them.
It's still tough.
I just made that up. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
I bet now technology is like, they don't even, like, the teleprompter knows you saying it. It can figure out your speed, you know? Like, the teleprompter can register as the words are, like, it's right. All automated now in a way.
Oh, yeah.
So they notice that you're speeding up, it starts speeding up, and when you're slowing it down, it slows down, and then it speeds up. Like,
there's got to be some sort of tech for it.
A little bit of a brain behind it.
So you don't think there's anybody, there's a human controlling that?
It depends on the network and their budget.
Well, they're getting paid $96,000, so they can come up with a machine that's less than that.
Let's just eliminate every job out there.
Yeah.
Do you guys know that right now that the House passed the – or no, it wasn't the House. It was the Senate passed the bill to make daylight savings time. Like,
yes, I saw that.
Like permanent. Like right now we're in apparently permanent time.
I'm for
what
it.
What does that mean?
Meaning daylight
savings. No more daylight savings.
Oh.
It won't happen.
So
there's
no change. There's more daytime.
So in the fall.
No, you just don't go back and forth. Like, yeah.
You know, no, I know, but so which one are we picking?
This one, the one we're in right now.
Okay, so the one we're in now.
It's spring forward, fall back.
Do you guys understand my question? Right now, does it get...
it's going to fluctuate throughout the year.
So like, it's brighter days. It's brighter days.
It's brighter days, okay.
But we're just not going to switch the...
Yeah, there's no changing it. I like it.
So yeah, because but the Senate passed it. Now the House of Representatives has to approve it. But this is...
Who is this helping?
I feel like this is a moment in history.
Who doesn't do it?
There's some states that don't have it.
I think Indiana doesn't do daylight savings time.
Yeah.
It's so weird. That's got to fuck up everything.
I guess...
Like, what time is it really, you know? If we never had to do this,
because you're saying because they're in that time zone where it's supposed to switch.
If they don't switch, then they're doing like scheduling like Zoom calls. You want to do 2 o'clock my time, but then you got to account for it's not really.
As soon as you drive into Indiana, it is 3 o'clock now.
Right. What if you were like on the border and you wanted to keep partying for the night? Could you just go over the border to Indiana like go and enjoy another bar?
That's if you don't have work in that other state. You know what I mean? Like,
if it was on like the. The time zone change too, and you get the daylight saving. It would be a 2 hour change.
Oh yeah, maybe. I don't think it's. No, I think it's like an hour.
No, he's saying. If no, I'm saying
with,
from
with the time zone. I don't know where the
this
time
is getting
zone
a little
cuts.
Complicated in my brain.
But it would also be if they don't do the daylight savings change.
Oh no, you know what I mean? They would join in on everybody else's pace if it happened.
Does Alaska even bother?
Oh, there's no point in Alaska. Just have time. Just no time. It's 1 to 12 a.m. or
figure it out. Show up when you feel like
there's
it.
There's no p.m. over there because or as whether like depending on if it's daytime or nighttime over there.
But people really do think though that like by eliminating daylight savings time, one, the whole like thing we say, it's about the farmers. It has nothing to do with farming. The golf industry is all about it because people can have longer tee times and stuff. And also, it can lower crime, fight depression, and lower childhood obesity.
Huh.
I really understand the depression part, but the
some
obesity?
Of some of those were like a little bit of a stretch.
Stay out and play longer for an extra hour.
Or they can stay in and eat
But
for
you
an
also
extra.
You can't get that early morning round in.
Guess so, in a way. But like, would you rather wake up really early or you can have an extra time like after work, you get a whole extra hour of daylight?
I would rather have an extra hour of daylight.
I don't know. I think it's pretty interesting. And you don't have to get up that early on a Saturday.
I wonder what the percentage is in America of people that like which daytime, which like time shit that they like more.
Where did the time go? Let's do the intro.
We are astronomers. You know, I was like, we are geographers.
I can't wait to be over dramatic to my kids and just tell them, like,
we used to change
the clock back.
We had to save the daylight. Yeah, like, the kids are going to be like, huh?
Completely
over dramatic. We used to have best buddies.
Watch Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus, what a time. All right, let's do the intro.
It's Coffee Talk, baby.
Let's fucking go.
Oh, that's nice.
We got a song now.
Hey. Wow, that's fun.
That was the first time we've ever heard the intro in our headphones.
It's production, usually, step up.
We are upping our budget for this season, baby.
Let's go.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we're Unfiltered.
That's right. I want to start this off. People that watch our Patreon saw the episode we did that got deleted where we talked about that house that's pretty close to us. The yes. $6 million house.
Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely ridiculous. We ripped it apart, but basically we were just like so confused by the value of this house and why it was so expensive, blah, blah, blah. But we tried to set up an appointment to go see it in person.
We did have an appointment.
Set up the morning of, we were getting ready to go see it. We get an email saying,
you can't write this.
So, guys,
by the way, this house is $6.5 million.
And it's the most ugliest house you have ever seen.
You can't write this shit, but the realtor did.
Okay. So it appears...
This is what they said.
So it appears from the message below that the house is not ready to show due to a vagrant problem. Either a vagrant is in it now or a vagrant mess was left behind. So the seller needs more time to show it. We have to cancel today's showing. I apologize for the late notice, blah, blah, blah. But basically,
you have to
sorry, there was the first one. That was the response to the one that they got.
Yeah.
So
before you continue, this tells us that nobody's even really
checking on it.
Booking to see the house. This is like
Good Friday. Unbeknown to me, my cell has been going over to the property to secure it because where we have a homeless problem, in the midst of everything, he has changed the locks, has LAPD post no trespassing in city ordinances on the property. As I mentioned, the place needed a little cleaning. I glad he decided to do something about the problem. Not sure why he waited so long. It's not fair to you and your clients and me, but it is what it is. I hope this doesn't discourage your client. Let me consult with my clients to contact you this afternoon to reschedule. Then the response was... It appears the message below, this house is not ready to show due to a vagrant problem. Either a vagrant is in it now or a vagrant mess was left behind, so they need more time to show it. So basically, a homeless person has been living in this $6.5 million house.
Which explains why there were like lawn chairs in like the living room.
But right, it seems like somebody was living there.
So was it the homeless person taking the pictures of the house?
or did that person just hear the door open and just like hid in the closet?
And then they're going through and snapping pics of how it was.
So they're like a squatter.
Yeah.
Because it almost looks like there's a homeless person living in there. You, by the pictures.
Said, we should have said, we don't mind.
No, I love the character. I think it's fun.
I actually feel bad thinking about it because we are probably the only people interested. You know what I mean? They probably get nobody and they're probably really upset about this because nobody actually reached out to them about it.
They should probably change the price.
No, exactly. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. That's why they're probably not getting booked at all for anybody to see the house. So they didn't see there's a homeless person living there for probably months.
The only person spending that money with that budget is going to be somebody who buys it, knocks the house down and uses the lot for something big.
Has to.
But that lot ain't even worth
$6 million.
Yeah, it's not.
It's crazy.
How big is the lot?
I think it was almost an acre.
Oh, it was an acre.
I think so.
Well, that's where the price comes in. It's an acre.
Oh yeah, there's a tennis court. Who's the vagrant? aren't they paying the real estate agent though to work for them like a month? And don't they even have to like?
Yeah.
Why do you have a property listed if somebody's like squatting in the house and that's been going on for months? You know?
Because they have no idea.
Also, this house has been listed probably like 40 times in the last 2 years, and the prices have been all over the place.
Yeah, like millions apart. You know what? I was just thinking too, there used to be a homeless person that I would see every day, and then like 3 weeks ago, all their shit packed up and gone. So I have a feeling that what if it was that guy that moved into the house?
Just brought all of his stuff.
He's like, I am done with this street life, baby. I'm moving to a $6.5 million house.
What a come up. As soon as you get some mail to that address, you are set.
But how's he?
That's like what? Squatter right laws?
Yeah. If you get like a bill sent to your house.
That's crazy.
If you're squatting in it, you literally can't get kicked out.
They're not allowed to kick you out.
Really?
Have you ever seen The World's Worst Roommate or that Netflix show that's like a different
episode? I heard about it.
The last episode that's a two-parter, crazy.
Oh, so it's a good one? We should watch it?
Well, every episode is different. But that last one, the part two one, about just like being a serial squatter. And this guy would basically just prey on people who were like, I'm looking for a roommate. This is my house. Like, I need to obviously keep affording my house. Can you move in? And this guy would make it seem like he was this legitimate tutor who had his shit together. He would just sit there and like never pay rent and would live there.
He would get a bill to it. And then
he used to have a law degree. And so he would just like harass these people and they'd be like, you're not fucking paying your portion of the rent. Like I'm going to lose this home. And he'd be just like, you're fucking dead. You don't know. You've crossed the line with me. And dude, it gets fucking crazy.
That's how I'm starting treating you and Todd when you don't pay rent.
Well, it's weird with like,
cross the line.
I paid the rent. You're squatter's rights though. It is interesting because like how people can get away with it. But also like one time, like, okay, so say if there was a house and a person, the house got foreclosed on for them.
Right.
And then a bank owned it. And if that bank goes under, then that bank does not own the house. Oh. Therefore, you really can get in and claim and squat on a property.
Wow.
A guy did that in the suburbs somewhere. I don't know if it was in Texas or, oh, there we go. somewhere. And he basically got his house for $200. And all the neighbors were pissed that this guy got it. But the guy was like, nobody was looking after this property. I came in. It's mine. And it's kind of fair and square.
It is. It sounds pretty fair and square.
It's like first come, first serve with that.
Yeah. Because that's how it was in the beginning, probably. Like, you know, first come, first serve. But like, it's repeating. It's repeating history.
I saw this one guy did it, squatted, and then got a realtor to sell the house that he was squatting. Okay. And had it put up for sale. And
under his name?
Yeah. It was fucking crazy.
That's smart. That's some shit I would do.
You've probably done it with all your houses. <I know. laughs>
Maybe the house you bought was a squatted house.
You never know.
That house was a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner was a mystery too.
That's so funny.
People need to get off their asses and work.
Get off your ass and work.
And work.
I always wonder about things like this. Scroll up, Devin.
Is there a picture of it anywhere?
That picture of them looking at each other. Did you see she posted the same? She posted this picture on Instagram. She posted the same picture on Twitter, but she edited the floor. Like on Twitter, it's a wood floor and on here it's carpet.
No.
Like, really?
So what's real? What's real?
I don't know. I think the carpet was edited.
Oh, you know what? It looks like a hotel floor. She probably didn't want people knowing what hotel she's in.
That's it.
Good, Zane. Good job, that's Zane. That's exactly it.
Yeah, because remember, like we found out that people were seeing what hotels we were in, or like they would look at Natalie's like bathroom or bathroom mirror, and they would know.
That's very right. Good. Mm. Remember when I said it was wood?
Well, especially since what fucking happened with the robbery shit. You know that I would I'd be editing every photo if I could.
Remember that time everyone thought she had cocaine on her table?
No.
Oh yeah, because the marble. Like of her kitchen.
But then she said it was pixie dust pixie sticks. Like it was pixie sticks.
This is my favorite, like my favorite little like rumor drama that happened on the internet because it's the first like
thing. So she posts, scroll up to the top or in the background, you see that there's like two little lines.
Yeah, that's not marble.
And then she goes back. Then on Twitter, she goes, guys, it's just pixie sticks. And then she comes back and goes, guys, it's just a marble table.
That was strange that she like went to it.
It looks perfect.
Like, it's like she wanted people to see that.
It's sugar from her candy mess. But then she goes back and goes, no, it's just the table. It's a marble table. I don't believe it. I think the Kardashians have enough money, hired someone to come in with paint and paint marble and then laminate it. But then again, I really don't think Kim Kardashian.
That's pretty crazy, though.
That I believe, but to lie and say it's a candy mess.
That's where I'm like, where did that come from?
And then to now change it.
But you,
because like that's what you would say if it really was cocaine.
Right.
Is it's pixie dust. And then you go, oh, no, it's just marble. You fucking go up to it and clean the
mess. Maybe she posted the story, left the room, saw people were freaking out, and she actually had candy in the room, and she was like, oh, it's probably from the candy. Went back to the room. Oh, shit, it's actually part of the table. It's not my candy. Right.
We have the same brain. I was literally just about to say that, and you said it first.
Like,
that makes complete sense that she was probably left the room. She doesn't know what the fucking counter looks like.
She doesn't eat candy.
Well, I think that table looks hideous. If the marble is only in that area.
Because if she said it was part of the marble, and if she came back and she's just like, oh, no, this is actually candy, and that it would have looked too weird. So it's good, I guess, to say that it was candy first. And then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't really think she's doing cocaine.
So either I think she's just
I don't think she's out there on the fucking
and not with her kids around too.
I don't think I really don't think any of them do.
Nah, let's put it out there.
I don't think any of them do.
All respect to the Kardashians. If y'all want to come on, come on.
Come on, come on.
We actually set it up very nicely. We got candles. We got a plant over there.
They would be...
Don't show that.
Everybody that comes in here, like our friends and other like influencers are like, wow, this is really nice. But I would imagine them walking in and being like... this is what we're doing today.
Well, no, I think they would be impressed that we're able to fit all this in one room.
And you guys hand built this, right?
Hey, Stormy, why don't you wait outside? No. Go
hold
outside.
Hold your breath.
I built one just like this for a playpen.
Stormy, this is like your podcast room.
Did you see that SNL sketch where it's like, it's a play school podcast set to give to like your boyfriend? Like every white man wants to start a podcast.
Oh,
and it's like
fun.
Looks like it's a Fisher Price podcast.
Oh, that's
set.
Funny.
That's and like cool. It's like he's going downstairs like recording, like, babe, what are you doing? Like, get out. He's just talking to nobody.
Dude, I've been hearing such shitty podcasts on like TikTok, like just guys talking about girls, just degrading them. It,
I know,
but it's you, crazy.
I want you and I to do that as a TikTok audio of one of them.
Okay.
We'll do it.
It's like a guy's version of Call Her Daddy.
Yeah, but like I feel like Call Her Daddy, I wouldn't even say they're girl version. Like
it's just like very like meninists, you know how they call those, like very right. Like guys who are like, you know, like I hate it when girls are like always trying to like hit me up and like, you know, like they, you know what? They don't have a hobby. You know, that's why a girl is always trying to like, she's on your ass and everything, because she needs to focus on herself. Because I'm on my grind, but man,
oh girl, God, the way you're saying it,
you know what I mean?
Matt, that's doing that, me. Matt, that clip's gonna get taken, and then that girl
people
from TikTok.
Are gonna think that's us.
Oh God.
No, it's crazy, and there's been so many lately, and I'm just surprised that they keep going with it. They don't see all these comments just saying, "Yo,
gotcha.
Your podcast."
I thought you were meaning it was like guy. Talk like dirty
no,
stuff.
No, I don't mind guy talk. It's just like, it's crazy that they, because a lot of that shit should be just off camera.
It's like they have a chip on their shoulder about like a woman who's
broken.
Done them wrong because like they were taking up too much of their time or said that they weren't focused on them enough. And they just like flip it into think that they're just these.
And they're talking about one girl. They're talking about one girl.
One person like that. But imagine like three of those people getting together and all
horrible. It's awful.
Sorry, Mariah, you wouldn't get it. Basically what you're saying, just like mansplain it to Mariah.
I felt bad even talking shit about them, about those guys that make those podcasts. Feel bad.
I saw these really shitty podcasters. Speaking of shitty, we had a toilet leak.
That's
the other
nice.
Day.
A leak like out of the bottom, the
so
back?
Where the hose connects to go to the piping.
Oh.
The little fixture on top had popped somewhere and was like squirting out into the bathroom.
Like shit squirts? Like
No. Just the water.
Oh, okay.
Right. But we've been kind of treating this house kind of like it's our own. I don't like to call the landlord and be like, hey, we have a leak. Like, because I don't want to be like annoying with it. So it also gives me like a challenge. I'm going to do this. So I'm like, I'm going to fix a toilet right now. So I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, fuck. I got no idea what I'm doing. But then I realized it was leaking, so like from where it was. So I cut the water off, got the piece off, and I'm like, I'm gonna go to Home Depot and I'm gonna replace this. And you know, you try to do the whole like Home Depot run by yourself. Nobody likes to go to Home Depot and be like, where's the such and such?
Yeah, you like walk the aisles three times because you're like, I wanna find it
myself.
My
dad will be in there for an hour because he doesn't wanna ask for
help. That's crazy.
And I'm like, there's guys on like-
I need
like,
the answer right away.
Every corner that can literally pinpoint it. And you know, me being my father's son, I tried to find it myself. Got lost. I'm walking around and ended up finding toilets that were for sale. I don't know if you saw my story. Do you see how they're measuring the way toilets flush nowadays?
The pressure.
You shared this on your Instagram story.
Yeah. Well,
it was
blew my mind how they're advertising.
Which is 100% not true.
Well,
yeah,
no, it
no
is.
Way.
There's no way.
People were testing them.
You can't even flushable wipes down the toilet.
Explain.
So the way, yeah.
Wait,
you can't.
We can't.
No, you can barely flush flushable wipes down the fucking toilet.
I guess there's
you
toilets
got me into
with
flushable
different
wipes.
No, I'm saying most toilets you can't even flush that
shit.
Well,
I buy flushable wipes.
Matt, I think you're missing my point. Oh. My point is that you could like you can barely flush like toilet, like our paper towels on the toilet.
The pressure.
And they're saying fucking billiard balls.
So the way they're selling these.
Yeah, explain.
One toilet was like, this one will flush 7 billiard balls in one flush. First of all, who is putting that much into a toilet? But how is that even possible?
Because isn't there at least something that chops all the shit up down there? Like that billiard ball is going to run into something.
Some sort of grinder?
Yeah.
No, it's just thunk. And it just sucks. It's got to go down and then up. So imagine all those billiard.
Why don't they just do Twinkies? I don't know.
I think what they're trying to sell is it can make it past the toilet, but you're on your own once it gets to the pipes. Like I think
they're just showing the pressure, right?
I guess.
But like think of an airplane toilet, like that'll suck you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I hope it does.
Some toilets barely get their water down. It's so light.
Imagine someone having an airplane toilet, like the fucking flood. That would be funny. I would get a kick out of just seeing the reactions of you walking out of the bathroom.
It's like a suction you can't get up. But the other one that was in comparison for it would do a small bucket of range golf balls. You know the buckets that you...
Yes.
Do at a driving range, a whole bucket of golf
in
balls.
One flush.
Is there some fine print where it's just like, but know that this is just, you know.
Don't try this.
How are they testing that? What are they running it into like a septic tank and then it just sits?
That's the thing. I think they're testing it from the moment it passes the toilet because they're only selling you toilets. They're not selling you anything past the toilet. So I think that's what it's just getting past that first hole, which is pretty silly.
But anyways, yeah, it's tough to buy a toilet out.
Did you ever have a fish that died? Did your parents make you flush it down the toilet? You buried it.
I did it once.
Why do they flush it down? Do a burial. Do a proper burial.
It's a fish.
It's not your dog. I buried my fish. I thought it was just sacrilegious for someone to flush a dead fish down a toilet.
If your fish died today, you'd bury it.
Yeah, for fun.
For fun. So for...
If my kid's fish, I wouldn't flush it down the toilet. I'd bury it because I want to teach them, like, you know, you have to say goodbye. But, like, the flushing on the toilet, I think, is just so scarring. Have a little place in the garden and say where the fish...
Well, I mean, yeah, for kids, it makes sense. I was talking about, like, for yourself that...
I think it's better for the kids because in their head, it's in the water. I think that's why they do it. So they're putting
they're
it
going
back
to
the
ocean.
Going
back to the ocean. Where it belongs. Oh. If you think about why are you putting it in the dirt where it still can't breathe, you know?
I think it's a way for it to still live on in the water.
Talk about death then with your kids. Okay,
I think the way you're doing it is
toxic.
We
need to be honest.
We need to be honest about death. I wanted to dig mine back up so bad.
That's why. You can't
dig up. I thought about that fish all the time.
I wanted to
dig it up and put it on the grill.
We're having beta tonight.
we had at the house I grew up in, we buried all our pets in one little section. We called it like our pet cemetery. It was like hamsters, frogs, like little things, and two dogs. And we buried it, and then we sold the house, and we followed the people who bought it like on Instagram, and they like took the tree up where it was, and my mom was like, please don't find the animals, because we didn't dig that deep.
Please don't find them.
We haven't heard anything yet, but...
How many animals did you guys bury?
There's got to be like maybe 5.
One night in the middle of the night, they're all going to come alive like that horror movie.
Pet cemetery.
Could you imagine?
Just seeing all those dead puppies.
That's a good business, though. Open up a pet cemetery, though.
Like in your backyard?
Like you buy a plot of land somewhere and you just sell.
That's kind of freaky.
It's freaky in a way, but like you could fit so much. People would pay you, I don't know, $50, $100, and you could always come back and see your pet.
Until you run out of space, and then you're just digging up the old shit. And
how many spaces for how many freaking gerbils?
That's how cemeteries work for people.
Oh, I was thinking of large like animals, like dogs. But when you said pet cemetery,
you dig extra deep so that you could stack them.
This is kind of dark, but I kind of want to ask it.
Ooh, I like dark.
If y'all died like soon, like tomorrow. Where would you want? Okay, that's why I said
it
was dark.
She didn't finish.
Would you? Do you think
she goes
would,
like this?
Would you? Dramatic. Would you get? Would you get buried out here in California? Or would you go back to your home state? Yeah, because what you would want your parents to be able to come visit.
Yeah,
you.
Actually, my parents are moving away.
They're moving away too. I was about to say they're not going to live there anymore.
It's probably expensive to get buried in LA.
I'd probably get cremated.
Okay, well, good point.
But give ashes to each person important in your life.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
But wouldn't you want a spot for like the unfiltered? People to
I saw the coolest thing in the world. I didn't even know they can do this. But you can get a tattoo with the ashes in the ink.
Oof.
I saw that too. Get their ashes tattooed into you.
That is,
I think that's sick.
That's cool, but I better, if I don't want to be the only one in the family go, yeah, but I got them on me, like in my skin, and everyone else is like, well, I don't.
But
get
I also, I feel like that's just like kind of haunting.
Infection.
Yeah, it's, I don't, and it sounds like an infection too.
Well, no, it's not haunting. It's your family member.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like what if people keep you on the mantle, you know?
And then earn.
Yeah, but then now it's just something everybody's got to be super cautious and careful around. Like, don't bump it. It's
or don't like a, snort it.
I knew a girl who had her grandma like in a coffee can in like their kitchen, but it was like funny because like her grandma was funny and goes, you'll always have me around. And it's like in a Folgers coffee can in the kitchen. And like that's grandma. So, and then when everyone sees it, they like laugh about it. Like, oh yeah, her ashes are in the coffee can. Like that's Folgers grandma. Can. And she's there in the kitchen. You're always there for all the conversation. Mm. It's kind of funny.
Would you want to be spread?
I feel like that's too gone. I want to be like in someone's house.
Yeah.
I want to chill. Yeah. I want to like hang out, you know.
Constant reminder.
Yeah.
I just like, I know you see people like spread ashes. Like it's so beautiful, but it's like, oh, but it's gone. It's, yeah. I don't know. Like,
but I feel like that's part of like letting go.
Yeah. I know. It's like, that's.
Did you see the TikTok? They were dumping I forget who it was to them. It was either like grandma or mom or something. They were dumping the ashes and they had the vase and they went like this into the water and it literally, the ashes went like this and went, I love you. Like I heart you. Dude, it was pretty crazy.
I got no way. I don't even want to react to that. I didn't see it. I got to see this right now.
I think I have it saved. There was another angle where you could like really see
what
it.
What the fuck?
Wait, look, Zane, look, right there. Look. I heart you.
Pretty crazy.
I mean, I hate to be the.
Zane, you're like, I don't see.
I hate to be that person. I think it's a stretch.
Like, obviously, okay. It's not perfect.
Yeah, no, it's not perfect. It's not as good as Mariah's grandma story.
Thank you.
It's nowhere near that one. Like, that one, believable. I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell.
It's all right. We just know your ashes aren't going to spell anything.
Zane's like, very good.
Buy Cremona coffee.
he just goes in for 10% off.
Miss Juicy, baby. Let's just be Miss Juicy's face. Like,
or oh just, God. I didn't do it because.
Can't kill me, bitch. Zane, I have something really exciting for you because
oh my God, thank God. I freaked out. Let's hear it.
I was at the gym, Equinox.
That's funny.
Thank you. Pretty crazy, right? So I was at the gym and I'm walking out. And you know when you do that like little shuffle thing when somebody's passing, you don't know which way to go. Uh-huh. And first of all, it's really embarrassing. So we do that thing and then I looked up and it was Marlon Wayans.
Whoa!
And I literally, in my head, I was just like, move, bitch. Or just dance battle.
Just straight up.
I freaked out because like I'm obsessed with white chicks, and this was such a big part of my life. And to see him in person,
which one,
Marlon,
the thinner one,
white chicks too.
Wait, skinny face or big or fatter face?
This one.
Oh wow. Fuck! If I was with you, I would have said hi because I've met him before.
Oh really?
At a shoot. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Damn.
Sorry, I blew you off.
Yeah, I did this tattoo show, and he was there. And I met him that day.
Wow, that's really cool.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm in person. I got really excited.
Damn, I tried to one-up him. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, if I was there, I would have talked to him. Because I gave him a tattoo.
I thought it would add some spice to your story. Sorry.
No, it's okay. That is exciting.
It is crazy because we'd go there every day, but why don't we ever see like...
Oh, and Josh Duhamel was there and talked to Ilya.
Get out. About what? Like, are you done yet? Like the machine?
How many more sets you got?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I recognize him.
Yeah, he used to be married to Fergie.
What?
Oh, he was?
Wow.
Yeah, they were married for 10 years.
Wow.
He looks like he would be Pitbull's best friend.
Okay.
In what way?
Okay.
Well, they just look
same
similar.
Energy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
He should be.
Ilya had a spike ball shirt on. And he's like, you play spike ball?
Oh, so
I guess he
approached him.
Yeah, I guess he's a big spike ball fan.
Yeah, I definitely would have approached him too because like I play spike ball too. So I think that we could have had a really good conversation. Yeah.
No, they made a spike ball too.
Insane. Oh, can I show y'all the thing that my aunt painted me?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, hold on.
It's really nice.
So my aunt Susie, my mom's aunt is a painter, incredible painter, Suzanne Vonberg. And as you guys know, I was on Deal or No Deal, the game show. She painted me.
Wow, that's sick.
That's incredible.
That's really cool.
It's so detailed. It's
Oh, she should have made it an NFT.
I know, right?
Did your name tag look like that too?
Yes, that's just so like
cool.
It.
Wow. That's really cool.
Wow, the tree in the back is so good.
The presents look amazing.
Put it in front of your microphone for a sec.
Oh, yeah.
For a clear shot. There we go.
I'm just surprised that Matt has not done something with either the clip or just a snapshot of him on that show.
He hasn't. I guess I just didn't want to seem like it was an ad. Like I was like promoting something.
I think it's a fun thing to have as a surprise when people find it or come across it. They're like,
yeah.
I know, but I'm surprised he hasn't done like a TikTok, some sort of TikTok trend with it, or even just a screenshot of you like, on the show.
I should do like a TikTok like story time about saying like the time I was on it.
No, I wouldn't even say that. I think I would do something where it transitions to you on the show.
How about you can produce
I will do it. I will.
I know how you feel though. I kind of feel the same way when we are fortunate enough to be sent like PR boxes and stuff like that. And I want to show my appreciation, but I feel bad for people. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't like posting on my story because I don't want people to be like, okay, cool. Like, we don't get
any of
that.
You got something free from
a
brand.
And people think that like when people post it, they think they're getting paid to post it, but that's not the case, you know, mm-hmm. Unless it says hashtag ad. But like when I get received something, I'm on this fine line between like saying thank you, I appreciate it, and like, is this bragging? You know what I mean?
I know.
Like,
yeah, I feel the same way about
this
shit.
It's such a funky situation. Like I'm so appreciative, but I don't want to show it off. I feel because not everybody gets that opportunity.
I want to take up their time for like a free advertisement.
Right, because what did I do for this? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly.
Like, but you know what I mean? Like, my Aunt Susie.
Right.
I've been seeing just a lot of like ghost TikToks like of people like setting up their cameras. Like, guys, someone keeps moving my shit. I put a camera up, kind of like your story, but you never put a camera up. But this lady put a camera up. Her books kept on kept up showing up on the floor, and it was happening every night. She was like, "I need to set up a camera."
She had these recipe books in her kitchen.
Uh-huh. This is absolutely like, and I'm like, when I watched this, I was like, "This is insane!" And the comments are just like, "Oh my god, me!" Like just coming up with jokes.
Nobody's
I'm like
"Y'all,
this
out.
Is fucking. This is insane. This is way past our world that we, you guys are just." Fucking giggling at in the comments.
But she would wake up every morning and her cookbooks would be on the floor.
Every single morning, these are on the floor. So I'm gonna hook up my computer and see if I catch anything tonight. Maybe it's just rodents, but we're gonna find out.
So she turns on her computer at 11 p.m. and then at 1 a.m.
The laughing
come on
first. What's her other content on that?
It's normal content, and then she did it again. She was like, guys, you guys think I'm lying. I set it up again.
Out of the house. like
you get like everyone keeps calling around. I'm like, no, there's nothing on the fucking, there's no hole in the wall, there's nothing.
How about keep the lights on for a night?
She did. She said, okay, I tried to do everything suggested from you all, leave the lights on, use cell phone. She's doing everything. She put shit in front of the books. And then it decided to move the thing in the front.
You know what? Make the shit hover. Pick it up. But like,
it's believable. Like, because like the video Mariah showed us, that wasn't fake. They didn't set that shit up.
Put the camera up right by the damn
hook. I'm saying like the video Mariah showed us with the fucking champagne bottle. It's like almost the same thing. It's the same situation.
I don't know. It's just when I see stuff like that now, you just don't know what is real.
Normally I can tell, but like I just felt this one was real.
Film it closer. Put the camera up right to the books. I want to see that shit.
Oh, like every angle.
Yes. Set up multiple angles. All right.
I love it. I think it's exciting.
And you know what? That ghost, pick it up. What are you just throwing it on the floor?
Let it dangle.
Flip to a page. Like, you know,
let me see it hover and then chuck it.
Yeah. Then I'll really believe
because
that
you could
shit.
Easily put fishing line on each book, you pull it and then it tips. Wait a second, and then you just.
But what if ghosts can't carry shit because they're so weak? You know, they're just air, they're wind. All you can do is like knock things over.
She just seemed like too much of a normal person to like fake it and then edit a laugh afterwards, you know? She was, like you said, she was just making normal content. And then she noticed every morning her books would be on the floor. She thought it was a rodent.
If I at least did that shit, my clip after would be like, y'all, I am fucking freaked out. She's just like,
She's not a content creator, right, though. She doesn't think like that. She's just posting what she's experiencing in her house.
She doesn't really show her face. Yeah.
I could do, as a content creator, I can barely think of shit, like extra shit to like make it more interesting.
I think she's
just a normal person.
She posted that she's having somebody come to the house and get there.
Yeah, she's having someone come to the house Saturday because she's like freaked out.
With the EMF readers.
The scene that scared me the most in Paranormal Activity is when like they like hire that person to come, like the medium.
Uh-huh.
And right when the person walks in, they're like, I have to get out of this house. Like that was like more scary. Like the medium didn't even want to go further or anything. It was just the moment he walked in was like, I can't be here.
I just like, that I want to know, like, if that is true, like if mediums ever go to a house and they're just like, I got to get the fuck out of here. I want to know what they're feeling or what they're seeing. I wish they could just describe it. Like if I was a medium, I'd be like, oh no, trust me. Like, because when I look, I see that, like, I would be so specific with what I'm feeling, what
it's
I'm
like
seeing.
It's like Amityville Horror when they hired the priest to come in and he walked in, he was like, nope.
Mm-mm.
Just evil. You just feel.
It just feels evil. Wrong.
I'm going to dress up as a priest and like start knocking on people's doors and just like pretend that I'm this is.
Hey, I was just in the neighborhood. I was on my walk.
You going to hell for that then if you're pretending to be a priest.
I walk in. Ooh, I can't be in here. Oh, hell
that'll
no.
be $50. My Venmo is this. Like, thank you for your time.
I'm like, I'm so back and forth and like wanting to see that shit with my own eyes and not at all. You know what I mean?
I'm curious. I just need the proof.
Show me the receipts.
Set up cameras. Well, you had a little experience in your room. You should just set up cameras.
Yeah, I've like heard weird things, you know? But I've never seen a door just slam in front of my eyes and be like, I just haven't seen it yet.
It's all been like, pretty much like, you don't know if it's like your eyes are playing tricks on you or not.
Like I think you can also sense it. Like this house has a lot of noises, but I don't sense that there's anything haunted. I think it's just an old house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's different. If you heard the same noises and then there's a different feeling, I think you can feel spirits and that's when it kicks in that it's real.
Do you believe like the Amityville Horror house was true? Like yes. People were moving in after and were actually yes. experiencing like evil,
yes,
deadly like hauntings.
Yes,
maybe I haven't looked into it.
I mean, I don't think there's anywhere that says that they're lying.
Was there lead in the water? I don't know, lead poisoning, like something that happened in that side of town that was in the bad part of the trench. I don't know. There's environmental factors there. I don't know.
Yeah,
harsh winters made people have cabin fever. Hell, yeah. I don't know.
It is crazy. I'm believing much more now in ghosts and like. Any aliens ever. You know what I mean? Just like aliens are becoming more of like this like fiction to me, but like ghosts from like
mm-hmm.
the past are like becoming more true to me. But we're accepting them, which I find nice.
I get more freaked out by just masses of people. Like just how everybody is somebody like living their own lives. Like you're at like a sports game and there are just hundreds and hundreds of people. You're like, how? Like
I always think like we all decided to come to this game at this time.
Yeah.
You know, we all left our house around the same time.
Like that person that you're pointing at randomly, they have a whole life.
Yes. They're all pooping and shitting and going off. And like, I don't, sorry, it goes to like that degree, but it's just like.
It's weird.
They're all eating and just like
and we're
living.
We're thinking the same way. Does this person like me? Oh my yes. God. This and this.
So my anxiety goes down and then it goes up. And then exactly. I'm like, it's all.
I always think about that like. We're in this room together, but you're in your eyes, your head, you're looking at me talking to you. And like that really trips me out.
Mm-hmm, because you wish, oh, if you could see what I see, right?
That's what I think about though.
I know. I sometimes think about that too. Like it's weird when like you see like a video of yourself that like, you know, isn't being filmed, but you're just in the background talking to someone and like, you're yeah. just like, that's how I am.
We're all.
You're never proud of yourself when you see that.
Not really, no.
When everybody else looks so normal, but then you look just so like abnormal. You just don't look right.
Because you overanalyze yourself.
Yeah,
I know. Because you've been steering this ship since you were born.
Do you mm-hmm. ever have the thought that you are everybody?
Like we are all the same version of ourselves, but in different reference points. In a way.
No, like just everybody in the world.
You mean like
when
like
I was younger,
like the Truman Show, like you is just your world
no,
and everyone's.
No, that you literally are everybody.
In a way we are. Like you should, that's like the truest form of empathy is you're seeing yourself in every version of everybody else. They just didn't have the circumstances that made you the way you were. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Yeah. Yo, light up a blunt. Let's fucking toke, motherfucker. Let's go.
I just hate people who are just That sounds, this sounds so fucking broad. Just like mean fucking people. Yeah. I was kind of mean back to somebody else this past weekend. We were at this little after party after like a bar, just like 15 people hanging out at this house down in Venice. Okay. Okay. And like, I'm hanging out in the backyard, hanging out with just like a, like four people or whatever. Mm. And, you know, we're all like laughing, cracking jokes, not even being loud. But this one like dude just thinks he is like the hottest fucking shit in the fucking world. And I was asking myself like, oh, where are you from or whatever? He doesn't want to give me like anything.
He's like not talking back to you?
Not in a way, just not like engaging.
Is he at least looking at you?
Yes, but just being mean. Okay. But maybe I don't know what this guy's going through.
Yeah. With.
Like, I don't know. Does he live there and he really wants to go to bed? But I know he didn't live there because I know he was friends with somebody. Maybe okay. He was pissed that just four people showed up to a group of people that was just 10 people hanging out.
Okay.
I don't know.
Irregardless.
And I include him in on the conversation because we were having a conversation about like, isn't it funny, like men's underwear, how we have like a little like opening for like our pee hole, but yeah, we never use the pee hole to pee.
Never.
So we were asking like,
I have a few times.
Sometimes if I'm feeling quirky,
yeah,
I'll do the proper, keep it all attached.
But not enough where it should be there.
And open up the curtain. It was a funny conversation. Yeah. We had a great time talking about it like the other night before. And I include the guy in the conversation. He goes, is this supposed to be funny?
Oh.
Oh.
And okay, I was just like,
there's times where I felt like that, but I would never say something like that.
You don't actually
like
take it out on somebody.
Yeah.
Was this supposed to be funny? I was like, it's just an interesting conversation. They find it. And everyone was like, yeah. And he goes, I don't know. I just think this is stupid.
Oh.
And I go,
get him out of here.
Dude, it's just a conversation. And I was just like, Jesus. And it was like the one time I've ever been like, what's up with that guy?
That doesn't sound like a bad day. That sounds like he's too good for everybody.
He was like a rotten like soul of a person.
Yeah.
I didn't like this dude. And so
what did you say back?
So then I like left. I went back inside. I'm wrapping the car to three with people. We're having a good damn time. I've been having some glasses of wine at this place. I'm enjoying myself. And then we leave. And then this guy is out in the front porch, like having a cigarette with this, like his other little gal pal. And I walk right by, we're like, bye. And I looked him dead in the eye and I go, I hope you find joy in life. And
no, you didn't.
I did. And then the other girl goes, that was really rude. And then the rest of our group was like, oh shit. Like, because they hated this guy.
Wait, this happened?
Like, this you happened. Actually, I was just drunk.
Matt, for you to say that shit, like I can't even imagine that. Yeah.
Four wine glasses deep.
And then I was just like, that guy was like mean, awful. We're just having a good time.
Yeah.
And he was just like shutting down, like just fun conversation, thinking he was too cool for it. I was just going, oh, but like I
said,
what
was his reaction?
He was just like, and then the other girl was like, that was really rude. And that was it. And, but then the rest of our group was like,
that was wicked rude.
I'm so happy you said that. Cause like the rest of the group, oh yeah, when we got the Uber, they were like, damn, I'm so glad you said something. That guy was just like so mean. But granted, maybe there was something wrong with him that day. You know, maybe
I've never heard you backsass anybody like that, drunk or sober, ever.
It was like the one time I just felt it. I was just, the way that dude was to the group.
Good.
I hope you find joy in life.
Damn, I wish
maybe that was harsh. Who knows what was going on in his life? But I sass back.
Such a good thing to say too. It's not
was
like,
he like a
just like fine. It's not joy.
Like didn't like walk up and be like, you're a fucking asshole.
Was he
shit and die?
It was very classy.
You know?
Yeah. Was he like a rich parent's kid or something? Like, was he a trust fund baby? Like, I'm trying to figure out this.
I guess he kind of had that energy.
Entitled.
But just entitled, like, have some fun. We're just talking. We're not being loud. Like,
you know what I think it was? I think he was watching you guys have this conversation. I think he really did enjoy it and think it was funny. But I think he was, I don't want to say jealous, but the fact that you were having this conversation, making people have a good time, making people laugh, and it wasn't him doing it. So he was like,
maybe he's usually the guy in your position and he doesn't.
Is that
like
supposed
that
to be funny?
I would never do that. Like,
no, I'm saying maybe when he saw that, like everybody
he wasn't
was
getting
having
the attention
fun with your conversations that you started, maybe he felt like threatened.
Then maybe I even mentioned like, oh, I do a podcast or something. Like, I don't know.
Oh, well, what else did you say, Matt?
No,
Matt
was being annoying.
I think I talked about my income.
No.
My car. I told him how many followers I had and he didn't want anything to do with me.
No. I never talked about that. I was just like.
So anyways.
I should have done that to that dude. Be like, did you just fart? Is that supposed to be funny? I'm sorry, did you just fart?
I said this a long time ago on our show, but I was remember the kid that was just like, this is the best way to win an argument. Just like when they say something, you just look at them and like turn your head sideways and go, do you have a lazy eye? And then you just automatically win.
Yeah. Argument or you have something in your teeth. Like you have to like point one. Out, yeah. Like going, sorry, you have something, you have a booger in your nose, by the way.
Oh, Matt, like, I thought you were talking to me. I was like, yo, we've been recording.
No. That's the booger in the nose is like, my biggest fear.
Can you wipe that right there? Like, hey, I should have done that to that.
Oh, your nose is your biggest fear?
I really do right now. Teeth. Jesus. But did you brush your teeth today?
Yeah, my mom did you just burp really gets me. That sucks.
Did you just burp? I only get that when I actually do burp and I know it's a nasty burp.
It's like the, but hot, I've never the gotten hot dog one. Burps.
But that is that was that when you actually like burp?
I don't really smell people's burp unless I'm that close.
Oh, no, Matt, them. you've never smelled like a hot dog burp?
Yeah.
But if I feel a burp coming, I go, like I blow it out the
I
way.
Do the same thing, but I just feel like it just falls back. It doesn't really work.
You guys know I don't know how to burp? That's a fun fact.
Same here. I really
don't.
Mean
you don't know how to burp? Like,
she can't burp.
No, like I don't do it ever.
You don't ever like.
Never.
Like even like you drink a whole fucking Sprite, I've 7 tried Up. It, yeah. No. So you've tried to burp.
Can you feel
before.
That like I need to burp?
Yeah, it'll get to here and then it'll just go back down. Like I'll feel it in my chest and people, since I was a kid, people try to train me like in different ways how to get it out and it won't come out.
Wow.
So I'm sure as an infant.
So you really are just
burped.
Privileged, huh? It's just a privileged life on that side of town.
Yeah, everybody. Nice. Mariah's just so much better than everybody.
Mariah breaks down anything bad for you. Anything good? A salad?
Did anything crazy at the party you went last night?
No, it was Sasa's really vodka release party. She released a Sunny Vodka.
Ooh.
I don't know if you can buy it yet, but yeah, it's good vodka. I like it. It's gluten free.
A lot of vodka.
I think vodka is gluten free. Is it not gluten free already?
I know Tito's is, but Tito's was the first people to, like put gluten free on.
Their vodka. But yeah, so she had a release party for
those
that.
Are the magic words.
It was fun. There was so I noticed this one guy. He was tall and he had this blue outfit on with a rag over, and I was like, oh, huh, that looked like Angus from Euphoria. But he was tall. In my head, he's short, right? He's like a little shorter than me. And then I was like, then he turned his face all the way around like, oh, nope, that's not him, right?
Okay.
Not him. I looked at his face. And then Sunny Vodka was posting pictures from the party. I'm scrolling through, and it was him.
Oh, damn.
But it didn't look like, you know, wait, normally
Angus?
I'm really.
Yeah.
Angus Cloud, Fezco.
Because I'm really bad with.
Says the full name of real
Angus Cloud.
Because normally I like to look at random people and I say, oh, look, it's that celebrity, but it's not actually them.
Oh, wow. He has a very specific face.
Yeah.
I want to show you exactly what he was wearing last night because it was so interesting. That's what he was wearing. Exactly what I was saying. The blue outfit with the rag.
Yeah, he does not.
And
look
he turned
like...
all the way around, and I'm like, oh, no, that's not him.
No, I wouldn't.
Carry on.
A lot of his features are covered too. I feel like his hair.
Yeah.
Kind of helps. Yeah. Recognize.
But it's crazy that I was like, oh, is that him? And then he turned all the way around. No, that's not him.
I would love to just be that hot, like as a celebrity, where you just like go out and you just like cover up. You know what I mean? Just like they can't
and
get,
still
they
look.
They
amazing.
Can't get all of me. Like you just hide in back behind it all.
We went to speaking of Euphoria. We went to you know the rapper Saweetie. Yeah. Saweetie. She had like a closer to Euphoria like event. So we're like, oh, let's go, Matt. You want to go? So we went to this party because we're like, oh, let's see how close they get. Is there going to be anybody from Euphoria there? Let's show up. And
does she doesn't have anything to do with Euphoria?
No, nothing to do with Euphoria.
It was a roller skating Euphoria themed party.
I thought it was like it was going to be at a roller rink, but we got there and it was a. It was literally, it almost looked like what you put in on the floor of a gym.
Like the puzzle piece mats?
Yeah, it was like mats. And like they just had the barricades that you'd had at concerts. And that was a roller rink. And I was like, Matt, I've never seen like a pop-up roller rink right. like this. And I was like, people are going to they're going to run through these
catch
rails. Yeah. And no, I think everybody did well, except for Saweetie. She was falling all over the place.
Oh, we saw her go boom.
She was knocking on the floor, but you know she was taking it like a champ.
We didn't skate.
It's like the ice skating rinks, like the pop-up ones that
yes.
are like plastic and it's not even ice.
Oh, I've never even
they're
seen
walking,
that.
Can you look this
skating.
Up?
Same as saying when we had the party
it
goes,
is so
I wish
funny.
I brought rollerblades
ice skates because I just want to get on the ice skates.
It's bad.
Oh
So places would do that, and you have to walk in the skates. You can't even skate it.
Oh, we're talking about these like tourist ones you've seen on TikTok that are like just really cringy and stupid.
So funny.
We hate a lot of things, huh?
Yeah, we do.
It was more of an activation than a party. Activation. You know, Saweetie and Gabrielle Union are cousins.
Really? No, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Found that on Wikipedia.
So did you just like before the party, do you just look up shit?
Yeah, I gotta like look up people's narrative because you never know when like some small talk will happen. You want to toss some shit in. Maybe you got some common ground.
Wow, you see, I don't think that far at all.
I mean, ever. I'm not that Saweetie's uncle?
No.
Relatives. Saweetie, go back up. MC Hammer, uncle.
Is that true?
It could be.
No, yeah. Wow. Well, she's out from here from California. It kind of makes sense.
Her grandfather is Super Bowl winning linebacker Willie Harper.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, I know. Yeah, she's connected.
What a power family.
Yes, Saweetie grew up around MC Hammer and his family.
I don't know. I feel like these people, they go through bankruptcy and then they end up making a bunch of money again. Like Mike Tyson, he was really, really wealthy. Lost it all, and now I feel like he's really wealthy again.
But I feel like these people are putting all their money in investments. Like, there's no way that these guys are not, like, putting their money.
Maybe they lost it, and they were just waiting for these investments to blow up. They're like, oh, something's going
on. Oh, that makes sense. So they were actually broke until the shit, like, blew up that they invested in.
Speaking of Mike Tyson, did you see his new cannabis gummies he put out?
The edibles? No. That they're, you explain it.
They're in the shape of an ear with a bite out of it because he bit Evander Holyfield's ear.
Now that is good. Good marketing.
How can you do that? Like, imagine Evander Holyfield seeing that. I'd be like,
embarrassing.
What?
Well, I mean, he's not embarrassed. It's more embarrassing for Mike Tyson.
They're called
he's
Mike Tyson bites.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even realize Mike Tyson bites.
That is genius.
Wow.
I would be like, okay, if he got his own ear bitten and that's his signature, like his ear. It's his ear. But the fact that he bit the other guy's ear.
It just works for what the product is.
Yeah. And it makes sense that Mike Tyson does that because he's almost making fun of himself. Like, the other guy would never do that.
And everybody knows him from that. And people are going to buy it just to see it in person. Yeah. It's a great.
Did he bite the ear during a match?
Yes. While he was boxing Evander Holyfield.
On TV?
Yeah. You can watch him bite it. He bits it and spits it out.
You literally see him like bite it and spit it out. Like,
get out of here.
Dude, it's a huge chunk missing.
Oh, it hurts. Because my ear is like half fake, and so
well, poor thing, you got a pin.
Pull up the video of it. It's crazy. I don't think that's making fun of himself.
You don't think so?
No, if he got his own ear bitten off,
No, he's making fun of himself because he bit someone's ear off.
That's fucked up. Everybody hated him.
I know. It's fucked up. I'm saying it's embarrassing that he bit someone's ear off.
Oh. It was fucked up. This was like a horrible thing.
I thought it was like, I don't know why it'd be an accent. I thought it was like kind of an accent.
He grabs it, bites it, and rips it.
And spits it on the ground. Oh.
Honestly, I didn't even know it was that
there it goes. You saw it?
Yes.
I didn't know it was that intentional. I thought it was more like a mistake.
Oh, oops.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna bite your ear off.
I wonder what went through his head. Like, why did he think to do that?
Damn, like,
that's like some shit you do with like your brother. Or like, you're in such a tussle, you're like,
yeah.
Even if you gave me a second to just go next to your ear, I don't even think I could even do that. Even if I tried, I couldn't even do that.
It's just like immature.
You know how hard you gotta fucking bite
so them? To this day, what does his ear look like?
It's like healed over, but it's missing.
He didn't get like plastic surgery.
They did the DIY, like they put like probably like sunflower seeds in it and then they scraped it to level out.
Oh, he's still got.
I would keep it.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Hey, my ear got bitten off by Mike Tyson.
Crazy.
Yeah, you're right. Mike Tyson coming out with the gummies is a little weird.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah, now that I'm like seeing it.
I can't believe Mike Tyson he has that fucking tattoo. I can forget about that. That is the craziest shit. I mean, face tats, you know, I get it, but that is just wild.
Yeah. You know he's fucking insane, Mike Tyson. You know he is.
He's pretty smart.
No, I'm saying you know he's crazy. Yeah.
Let's watch a scary movie. Oh. I want to see that A24 film.
Me too.
X.
Me what too. Is it?
Woo! I don't know.
It's a new A24 movie called X with.
When does it come out?
There was an episode of Wheel of Fortune that came out. Everybody is raving about that because this was a lyric. So the words on the wall, it was a lyric of a song.
Uh huh.
And the lyrics were from a song, Sweet Dreams. You know the song Sweet Dreams are made.
Yeah.
And they had the line, sweet dreams are made of this, right?
Isn't it these?
It's sweet not
dreams are made
it's
of
not these. it's this, but everybody was freaking out online, like saying, wait, isn't it these? I always knew it was this, but I couldn't.
These.
That's crazy that everybody thinks it's these, but like I knew it was this. Like, sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I?
It rhymes with dreams and these.
I know, but the way she says it is the reason why it rhymes.
Isn't it Marilyn Manson?
Marilyn Manson does a cover of it.
Oh, wait, is it like a Fleetwood Mac song?
No.
So the person had what's it called when they say the line? The
Eurythmics are the original.
When the person says the line to win the game.
You have to say it at the end.
Yeah, so the person was like, sweet dreams are made of these, and it was wrong. They didn't give it to the person.
Oh, was it an argument
right,
then?
Right, but yeah. It's a total, there's four letters in this and five in these, so clearly it's not these.
I think the person said these.
Right, but why would you say these if it's this? Like, that doesn't even make sense.
Because that's how she says it.
It probably just happened so fast and she read
it. Is she going, time. These?
Sweet dreams are made of this. I think she just emphasizes the I in this.
These. Kind of country.
Yeah. These. But it's another like Mandela effect where people think like, no way, I grew up on this.
I think it's the C's and these.
These.
Yeah. Country. It's just the way she says it that makes it rhyme.
She says it like with a southern accent.
It's the she says this.
That's a bad clue. Or it's a bad, I think it's just a bad phrase.
Give him a do-over.
Well, they probably did it on purpose. Yeah.
Right, but if it's four letters, you know what I mean? And you say these instead of this up there.
So you guys all thought it was these.
Yeah.
You always knew it was
these. No, I knew it was always this.
I always thought it was
so these. It was confusing when I saw it online. That's why I brought it up. I was like, how many of you guys?
I feel like I never get to that part.
Oh, you know why? I actually have this in here.
What do you mean?
Meaning like I hear my sweet dreams. I'm like, and I'm just having my drink. I'm not going to like sit there and like.
You know why I know? Because I have this in my Spotify playlist. So that's how it pops up on my Spotify playlist right
are
there.
Are made of this?
Are made of this.
It's better. Like, have you been watching these Netflix shows and it's these like fake songs that they put in?
Yeah.
Like you're watching like Selling Sunset or the Anna Delvey show where it's just like.
They're using YouTube audio library.
Get the card. Max it out. Tonight we're gonna live it up. Let's go, go, go all the way.
That was one of the songs in that Anna Delvey show. And you're like, that is definitely not a real
hashtag
song.
Hashtag that. Hashtag this. We are what? Going all tonight. Dude, it's. I can't.
Crazy.
It makes me like hate some shows. Like
it sounds so like social media-y. It's weird.
You know, like, we've all done like ads where we have to go find royalty free music to add behind it.
Sucks.
It's the worst.
On TikTok, I saw that there was this flight where everybody was going to Cancun, and it was like overbooked, and they were paying. So they wanted somebody to give up their seat for $10,000. It went
that.
Up to $10,000.
I feel like it is flight. Credit. In flight credit, it wasn't cash.
In flight credit.
And you have to use it within a year.
Within a
oh, 10,000 within you. A year? No one's traveling that fucking much.
I know. And then it got up to 15,000. That's what they were and offering.
Nobody
took it.
No, and somebody took it. Finally, somebody took the 15,000 for a year.
If I traveled for work all the time, every weekend, yes.
And you had to pay for it. Yeah.
You know how much stress that would be to have to purposely spend that money.
But I was thinking there must have been something happening very important that everybody was flying there to Cancun for. Because if everybody was just on like a normal vacation, there's no way. I think
it
was
just a big weekend where people had planned their whole entire weeks to be down there. And if it was that packed, your odds of also getting there and all the other flights are packed, like it's hard to get on another flight.
Yeah.
But think about it.
I thought they just put you on the next flight.
If you fly 15 times a year, you can fly first class like every time.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
I don't know. I think I would say no to it if I like was like with my friends and I wanted to get down there.
Yeah.
I still would be like, nope.
You want to do this game?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yes. All right. So if you guys don't remember, a lot of episodes ago, we played the game Box of Lies, and it was pretty much Devin filled up seven boxes of just very, very random things. And it could be like a solid object. It could be just a whole sculpture inside.
Could be absolutely anything. But when you get the box, you have to open it and peek at it. And then you have to say what is inside the box. You could either be honest with it or you can make up something completely wrong.
Yeah.
But the object is to trick the audience or everybody else. And they have to guess whether they think you're lying about what's in it or if it's actually what it is.
Yeah, so this game is about if you're a good liar or not. See if you're a good liar. The only one I remember last time we did it was the one of Billie Eilish in the action figure doll of Billie Eilish in a in a slime goo. Looking That's I just clearly remember that one.
And then one I had was like the pieces of gum in a movie theater, like watching a movie.
I was very creative, but this time I would just like y'all to know.
Above and beyond.
Even harder.
Cool.
And I love the boxes that you picked too.
Oh my gosh, here we go, y'all.
All right. Box of lies. Let's get to lying or speaking some truth.
Don't peek in my box.
It sounded really heavy, so I guess that's my first hint.
There's a bit of disgust or confusion in your face.
Okay.
Okay. So
what's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the fucking box?
So we have a miniature brick with paintings of like cave drawings. Like almost like hieroglyphic, but like caveman style.
We can ask questions about it.
Yeah.
A brick with cave styles. Did it look like they're hand done or like with chalk?
Hand done.
Hand like done. Painted on.
So there's a brick in the middle with pictures surrounding the brick?
No, it's on it.
Okay. Like, just describe the caveman drawings to me.
Stick figure with like an animal and sun. Like a sun painting.
You're delivering this very well. Like, I really feel like you're looking at it.
Yeah, I feel like you are too.
But no, maybe he said sun because there's a sunflower on the fucking box.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Oh, yeah.
But I can see Devin putting it in there because it had to do with the sun.
And it was a little artistic. Devin likes to show his artistic.
Heath is a damn good liar.
I hope not.
You're a good actor. I mean, I know sometimes Heath when he's lying, or like, I can tell when he's like.
I can tell when Heath is lying.
I don't know. In a way, I think
he's telling the truth.
I think you're lying.
I think he's telling the truth.
We've got dolls with a Tamagotchi.
Oh, that is a cute scene, though, Devin. That's really well cute. Done.
Oh, you were lying? So you're a good liar.
I was lying.
I was like, wait, the sunflower? Was that?
No, I honestly didn't even notice that. I was just thinking of cave drawings in my head.
Okay.
It's kind of good. It's great that Heath got this. Heath, smell the box. Do you remember last time you got the Billie Eilish one? It was scented sand.
Smells good.
Once again, Heath got the scented sand.
Wow. Can I have the Tamagotchi? Yeah,
oh my God. No, it's on right now.
Have you watched Turning Red, the Disney Pixar movie?
No, I've heard it.
It's fun. Patricia and I, it's fucking hilarious. I laugh.
Why did I see people shit talk it?
No one's.
Oh, now it's broken.
Really? I thought people were like shit talking.
No one's been shit talking it.
So I went with brick because Zane said, ooh, it sounded heavy.
Good.
So that's how I was trying to sell it to you.
Oh, I can smell it. The sand.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Zane, what? Unless someone blew it.
Where did you
get
this Tamagotchi? Urban Outfitters. Yeah, they sell them.
Zane, what box?
I feel like you would really.
Is it a cartoon movie?
It's a Disney Pixar movie about this little
girl.
They are
pushing out these fucking
Pixar
movies.
This little girl
movies.
Turns into a red panda whenever she's stressed out. It's
I love funny kids cartoons. I was giving you one.
You cannot be carrying it. What's wrong with you?
Pick one.
Oh, yeah, well, Heath already carried it. So.
Say sorry.
Sorry for what? Yeah, I'm going to pick another one.
He's lying.
Zane's trying to think of something funny.
You want me to describe what it is to you? Or you want to guess what it is?
No.
Let's guess. Everybody guess.
Guess. All right. Okay, so it is like a fruit roll up.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the fruit by the foot fruit roll up type thing. But it's in an Office Depot.
Just telling the truth. Believe it or not.
Like Office Depot tool.
A screwdriver? What are you saying?
Like an Office Depot, like
Office Depot
contraption.
I'm thinking a Home Depot.
Office Depot contraption.
Office Depot's a store.
Yeah.
So what type of contraption? Use your word.
That's like saying it's a Home Depot contraption.
I think he's telling the truth.
It's like.
Like in like a little, like a file cabinet?
It's like what you put tape in.
A tape dispenser?
Yeah.
So a fruit roll up and a tape dispenser.
Yeah.
He's telling the truth.
I believe that.
Yeah, he's definitely telling the truth.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
He's lying.
What is it? Very good. That's exactly how I pictured it.
Why is it an Office Depot contraption saying it's a freaking like tape dispenser? Tape dispenser, Zane.
Well, I was trying to make it fun. Yeah, I'm not going to just say fruit roll up and a tape
good
dispenser.
Good imagination. Did you think of that?
Well, I'm going to be honest.
Very good.
This is art.
Put that on your Instagram.
I thought it was bought
like
this.
Put it on the shelf. Put it on the shelf.
That'll get ants.
Devin, this is cute.
Put that on Instagram story. Be like, take some. That would be
How'd you think of it?
Caption this.
Yeah, I am creative, bitch.
Office Depot contraption.
I didn't want to say for roll up in a tape dispenser because that would have just not been fun. I was trying to just make you fucking imagine it and play. I was trying to have you play with my brain a little bit.
This one is a okay. No,
you're starting very bad.
This one is a book, actually. Actually, yeah. No, it's a book.
Just happens to be your favorite thing.
No, yeah. But what's crazy about this book is that it's by me. It's a book about me. And
it's about you or by you?
It's about me. And
autobiography.
Yes, an autobiography. A self-help in a way.
Matt, just say what it is.
It's a book about how I accepted my rosacea. How I like accept and deal with my rosacea. It's like a rosacea like diary.
Huh? It's the rosacea stone.
Like Rosetta Stone.
In a way, it could be. It could be. But yeah, I think it's like a New York Times best-selling seller.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I think it's a lie.
Yeah.
Could be the truth. Could be the lie. I think it could go either way.
I think he's telling the truth.
Well, next time y'all in a bookstore, make sure you check out.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
How I learned to accept my rosacea. Damn it, I can't believe I got this one right when I saw it.
That is funny.
I've tried so hard to contain.
That's
oh
funny.
My God.
Because in my head, like, there's no way Matt that's just funny. Got the box for
Wait,
himself.
Wait, didn't we say Matt was a 2?
Oh, is that why?
Oh my gosh, Devin, this is so fucking cool. Okay, like he has this whole thing, like, on the back, he's like, it was hard, but I made it through. How I learned to accept my rosacea, craftily mastered by me. And then he goes, make sure to also catch out Matt and Disney Pixar's newest film, Turning Red, in theaters this fall.
This is sick.
Casey Musgraves, this book slaps.
That's funny.
I was able to
Wait,
accept
Wait, he was just, you're just talking about.
Right?
Put this on your podcast, coffee table.
I know.
That's funny.
Oh, I need a treasure.
What book is it?
Thank you.
Wait, how did that happen?
That's weird.
That's
weird. Matt, you were just talking about the movie before you opened that.
And what are the odds that I picked something that was like related to me or Mariah picked
because
it?
Because you're a 2, remember?
Devin, thank you.
Big 2 energy.
Okay.
That's really cool.
I don't
cool.
claim this.
That is so crazy.
What are the odds?
Well done.
That's perfect.
That's weird.
I just can't believe he picked that box. Wow. Holy Spirit activate.
I'll just do one. I'm opening my box.
What's in the box?
Basically a mini roller coaster tycoon, okay. But the people are made of coffee beans.
I don't know how often they sell mini roller coasters in stores or is it like a toy roller coaster? The setup on toothpicks?
Well, think of Devin. Like it was built. Like it was created.
Handmade.
That's a lot of work to make a roller coaster.
He made you a book with a bio cover.
True. Yeah. I feel like Jimmy Fallon. Guys, we have our guest on tonight. Sorry, my bad.
Do the coffee beans have any like fake eyes or anything on there?
There's eyes and a mouth on every single one.
How many coffee beans are in there?
I'm going to count them all? Or like rough estimate?
Yeah, rough estimate.
30?
Okay, she's telling the truth.
Telling the truth.
Are they're drawn on or are they like googly eyes?
They're drawn on.
Is there anything else funny in it that he added? Just that.
What type of ride is it? Roller coaster or roller is it coaster. More like
is there a loop?
There's a couple rides, but it's like roller coaster.
Like a Ferris wheel?
Yeah, kind
of. Yeah, telling the truth.
Telling the truth.
Yeah.
I think. You son of a bitch.
What is it?
They're cupcakes with our faces
on. Oh my God, are you fucking kidding me?
But like embarrassing pictures of us. Our most embarrassing pictures.
I've got it wrong every time.
Wow. How long have these been in here? Can I have one?
Not that long.
Woo! I call Matt.
Take a picture.
Oh yeah, take a picture.
Matt is Guinness flavored. Yeah.
What am I?
I think you're red velvet.
What about
Woo! Oh my gosh.
Vanilla chocolate.
What did I talk about earlier? Huh. Having a red velvet cake with coffee. Devin in the background was like, I love red velvet. And I was like, why is he being so like obsessed with
Weird.
Red velvet? Yum. Wait, I want I do want the matte one though. I want to try it. Our most Bubba, that picture of you.
I know.
Of course. Love I want Mariah, that is not you.
What'd you say, Matt?
That's I'm nice. Eating you.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't, fucking Mariah. Like
that was really good. Like, you're really good at lying.
Like, what's it made out of? She's like, I mean,
Devin made it. Like I didn't ask enough. I feel like I could have got you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, describe
that. I don't look at you.
Oh, man. But the amount of coffee beans, it was like.
I'm not going to lie. That pissed me off a little bit.
That we got it wrong?
Yeah. No, it just pissed me off that, like, I truly thought there was a Roller Coaster Tycoon with coffee beans in there.
Because we always talk about roller coasters and Roller Coaster Tycoon, so it would make sense that he would build
some. That's why I picked
it. I'm really mad.
But that's how I felt with yours. When yours was completely not what you said.
It says a lot about.
I can't wait till my next box. I got something good.
Okay. Here we go.
He's thinking of something funny.
So inside my box is like a mini arcade. And there's Disney characters inside the arcade.
We were just talking about Disney.
They don't sell Disney characters at the dollar store. So what?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, what Disney characters are in there?
$1.25.
How about that? Mulan.
He would have known. He would have known when we asked him.
Are they Disney princesses? What's going on in there?
Are they giving you the answer?
Belle.
Good.
And there.
What dress is she wearing? What color dress is she wearing?
I can't believe they still sell Belle in the fucking.
What dress is she wearing? What color dress?
Yellow.
Okay, go on.
He's making it look like he's lying because he's taking extra long. But he's telling the truth.
Ariel.
Where if you
REI?
Hear me out. If you walked into any store right now at Walmart, are they selling Beauty and the Beast shit?
I don't think
are they
so.
Selling
yes.
Little Mermaid? If they're selling Encanto and Frozen. This is not 1995, bitch. I'm calling who else in there? Come on, because if they were in there, you could
yeah,
say
you said it. A bunch of Disney characters.
Wait,
why don't you
how
name
do you
them
know
all?
These are from the dollar store?
They aren't from the dollar. These are Disney products. He's saying so.
Why are you acting like you can't buy Belle somewhere?
It's just investigative journalism.
He's telling the truth. Come on,
Moana and Princess and the Frog.
What race is that princess?
She's African American. And it's like a dance party
at an arcade.
And
is it like miniature arcades?
Yeah, it's like mini arcade machine, and there's like Dance Dance Revolution.
Fun.
Like a disco party.
Wait, that's funny.
I think this is a little kid like coming home. Like, there was Dance of Revolution. Moana was there.
I think he's telling the truth because he would never lie to me.
No,
he did the first time.
No, I think
I forgave him.
No, because I think he's trying to switch it up on me, where he's really making it seem like he's lying because he's trying to do the like lying. Well,
I don't know.
No, I think he's trying to pretend like he's lying. Because he actually is lying.
So what is our answer?
He's bullshitting.
I think he's telling the truth. That'd be really cute.
I just can't. I can't picture it now. I think he's lying.
And I think I manifested the whole miniature scene of something. I said miniature Roller Coaster Tycoon. Maybe I think it's you know, the red velvet of it all.
Shut up!
Oh, I'm bad at this. I'm
That's
bad
gorgeous.
At this game. Oh, yeah, so it is the Disney characters.
And they are the DDR. Shut up.
That is so cute. Who fell? Oop. Who's the bozo that fell?
Wait,
honestly, if I knew it was turned that way, maybe.
Right. It's kind of
funny. It was hard to imagine it.
Let me see. Is there a disco ball? So cute.
Where'd you buy that?
How'd you know all those princesses? That's funny.
And then where did all the Disney characters come from?
The store mat.
I guess they sell them
extinct.
In a pack. I don't know. I thought he was reaching. Good job, Heath. Good job. Sorry I had doubts. Wow. I wasn't judging your character.
His brain wouldn't come up with Disney princesses, you know?
Well, it worked out because we were talking about like the Disney movies and Pixar, so.
We're manifesting what's in the box. Yeah.
So.
All right, my turn.
I think you're lying again.
I have number five, so.
Zane goes, it's a house on Zillow for sale.
$6.5 million.
All right, so it's like a dragon, like from Game of Thrones, next to eggs, like dragon eggs.
Okay.
Dragon ass.
In front of a Disney's Pixar.
Here we go.
Car.
What is the dragon throwing flame? Is dragons throwing flames on the
car? Is the car Lightning McQueen?
Good question.
Is
it Tomator?
Oh, you got
it. No.
It's not Lightning McQueen?
Is it a famous car?
Is it a Hot Wheel?
It reminds me of Game of Thrones because it's on like It's on like fluffy, nice grass.
Talk about the car. What is the car?
Well, the car. The car is just a car. You know what? It could be the. It's like the brother of Lightning McQueen. You know what I mean? Like a little cousin.
So in the Cars movie,
is it from the movie Cars?
He said Pixar.
Yeah, you said Pixar car.
I think so.
Is it the truck?
No. Tomato.
Hey. No, but it could be like it could be in the same realm or cousin. You know.
Speaking of the Mike Zane.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
I can't tell if he's hesitating on purpose.
Yeah,
but I feel like he'd be smiling if he was lying.
I don't know. You guys say, I mean, what else do you want to know?
Shake the box,
describe
Zane.
Describe the fucking scene, Zane.
Oh, just like you were.
Mine was just two books, bitch.
I told you. I mean, I already told you exactly.
Game of Thrones dragon.
I kind of told you everything.
Game of Thrones dragon with a little bit of eggs. Is he blowing fire onto the car?
How many eggs?
No fire.
Zane, how many eggs?
Five.
Like the box. Son of a bitch.
Lion.
He's lying.
Did he say three eggs at first?
Five.
Because that's why I said four just now.
No, I didn't. I don't think I ever said a number of eggs.
What color is the dragon?
Purple.
What color is the car? Does it have any sponsors or decals on it? Because it's a racing car.
You clearly said Pixar for a reason.
I didn't say it was a racing car. I said it was just a car.
You said Pixar car.
It didn't say it was a
racing
car.
Is it the blue girl? The color? The blue girl?
It looks like it's from a Pixar movie.
Are there eyes on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Lion.
He's trying to deceive us.
I think he's telling the truth, actually.
Because he's trying to make it seem like...
And the eggs.
All right, you're saying the truth. You're saying the truth.
All right, it's the truth. It's
the
truth.
It's the truth. It's the truth. It's the
truth. It's the truth. From ear to ear. Go ahead.
Whoa. Okay.
Gorgeous. Well, let me see the car. Oh, it's his date. It's his hot girlfriend.
I was saying everything truthful.
Yes. Yeah.
What's Lightning McQueen's girlfriend's
name? He said dragon eggs. It's candy eggs.
They're Wonder Eggs.
Oh, I guess I was being literal with like what the
good.
The scene was.
No, I guess that you dissuaded know? Us. Damn, is the car from Pixar?
It is from I said it's from
Cars. Pixar. It's from Cars.
Oh, there's eyes on it. You wouldn't even like.
Yeah, I did. I said there was eyes on it.
Good job, Zane.
There's no sport. There's no decal on it.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah, you guys want to do?
Let's tag team. But let's be on the same wave.
Figure out your game plan. I'm gonna close my eyes for a second.
What's the matter?
I didn't know if you guys wanted to get on the same page for a second.
No. We're going to feed off each other. He's going to start it, and I'm either going to improv.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know why I'm freaking out?
No, but I'm excited.
Isn't that weird?
That's crazy.
Oh, my
crazy.
God. I do know. Oh, my God. Right.
Go ahead, Matt.
All right. Hold on.
I just want to touch it. What the hell? I'm gonna touch it.
Okay. All right. What's in the box?
It's a ghost, like it's a ghost mask from like a Halloween store.
Scream?
Yes.
Lies. It's a Scream ghost mask.
Why was Mariah freaking out so much? It can't be due to
because we were just talking
mask.
About like the ghost and like getting scared and stuff.
That is bullshit.
You guys suck.
Wait, I can't even feed off of that because I don't know if you were telling the truth or not. I can't tell if he's telling the truth or not, and you'll know why when you see it.
Like it's a ghost mask?
Mariah.
Matt, you swayed both ways.
Why don't you look in the box and try again?
Matt, this is me saying, there's macaroni in the mask. Am I, like, you know what I mean? All right, that's all you get.
All right. What's in the box? Describe it.
All right, it's a mask with macaroni filled inside of it.
Wait, oh my gosh, I didn't even.
Oh God. I don't know.
These
what
two
you're
are
doing.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and I think
I don't know what he's doing.
And I think they're lying.
We could be. I don't know. It could go either way. Should we just show
Is
you?
Is it cooked macaroni or hard?
It's cooked.
Answer at the same.
One, two, three, cooked.
It's cooked. No, it definitely is cooked.
All right, but
it's
like answer at the same time. Is it a scary mask?
I think if you ran into a room and you went oogly boogly, you'd be shocked.
Is it a Jason mask?
No.
No.
Scream.
No.
You said it was Scream at first.
I know because I was having fun. Well, fuck. I don't know.
It's a mask with macaroni.
Is it macaroni glued on?
No.
So macaroni is just sitting in the mask.
Mm-hmm.
What type of sauce is in it?
There's no sauce. All right, it's spaghetti. It's not macaroni. To be specific, it's spaghetti.
It's spaghetti.
Angel hair or thick?
Closer to angel.
That doesn't look like angel.
Angel's
hair.
Definitely thinner than this, but this is, it's like regular spaghetti.
Is it mask, squiggly or
is
straight?
Is the mask like a fun mask or scary mask?
Fun. Something fun for the summertime. Something for the girls to party and get ready.
Is it like a masquerade mask?
No.
No.
Is it like a Mardi Gras mask?
No. No.
Is it a mask we've seen before?
Yes.
Yes. I'm assuming.
Is it a movie mask?
I don't think Zane's seen it.
There is a movie where a character wears a mask just like this.
Good. Oh, good.
Okay, wait. This is becoming 20 questions, whereas we more
need...
I know.
We should be just explaining.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun.
Does Zane and Heath think they're telling the truth? Yes or no?
We're telling the truth. That it's a mask filled with spaghetti in it.
I don't know. That intro really...
Yeah.
Threw me off too.
I'm sorry.
But why was Mariah freaking out so much about it when now that it's spaghetti in a mask doesn't really, it's not that exciting, but Mariah.
But you got to understand it's Mariah. She freaks out over macaroni.
That's true. Okay.
I think it's a lie.
I think it's a lie too. Oh my God.
We're telling the truth.
I'm sorry. I
was going to go, if he started telling the truth, I was going to go along with it and tell the truth. If he was lying, I was going to go along with it. But he said... It's a scary mask.
I know.
I freaked out because we were talking about wrestlers before.
I know. And then I was like, are we going to go with that? In my mind, I had a whole scene. I go, it's a cocktail lounge, but there's little weenies in it. Like cocktail weenies. And there's like, and I had this whole scene played out where there's a couple that just got married. And like,
why did you say this?
Because you were like, oh my God, we were just talking about this. And then I was like, I didn't want to go on your vibration.
Did you just fart? Shut up. No, but seriously, we were just talking about wrestlers that we've seen. Like, I just thought it was weird because everything in the boxes were like, weren't we just talking about this? And this was like, remember?
I know. Yeah, I had one thing in my brain.
I want spaghetti.
Well, that was they were telling the truth.
Very interesting boxes, Devin.
Yeah, Devin, you stepped it up.
Good job.
Yeah, they were good.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Just lets you know you can't trust anybody.
I know.
We were deceived.
And I'm really bad at this game.
Okay, everybody guess, am I telling the truth of what's in this cup?
Water. What's in the cup?
Chocolate, peanut butter, coffee.
It's the truth.
I don't think she's still drinking it.
Or what was in it?
Maybe it was in it in the beginning, but I don't think anymore.
Empty, nothing.
Shut up.
It was a fucking prop this whole time. All right, guys, thank you as always for watching. Make sure to try out Cremota Coffee, cremota.com. We got K-Cups, coffee grind bags, and you can get those in Tahitian vanilla, sweet butter hazelnut. We also have cinnamon French toast, decaf, and house blend.
And you can check out this episode every Monday on audio form on Spotify and Google and all those podcasts. And then video form on YouTube.com/Zane and Heath.
Or if you want to check it out even earlier than that, you can go to our Patreon, Patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You're going to see the episode a few days early and it's going to be ad free. We also do a monthly high episode and we incorporate different guests. We have a guest plan for this next one. So be prepared.
And it's not just the latest episodes. It's all the episodes.
Yep, you can see the backlog of everything we've been posting for the last
few
months.
And Zane posted his uncensored nightstand drawer.
Oh yes. Yeah, it's uncensored, so no blur, no nothing, so you can see what it really was.
And then we also do a monthly Q&A, which we're going to be doing next week. Mm-hmm. So make sure in a couple days. So make sure to check that out. And we have a private Discord. You can hang out, chat with us, and text back and forth.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us again on another Zane and Heath Unfiltered episode, and we'll see you next week. Good night, Los Angeles.
Yeah. Buy our bestseller, New York bestseller.
Yeah, make sure to buy that on his GoFundMe page. He'll be selling those.
Let me see it under the microscope.
All right, bye, guys.